It's good to be with you here today. As always, I want to thank you. I know that your time is so valuable and you have many choices and how to make selections about what you watch or to what you see and so on. But thanks that you would take time for our faith and family programs. I appreciate the opportunity. I thank you for reminding others. We like to have a little short message, a song, maybe an interview, go on location. We like to have a good variety. Hopefully that is something that you might enjoy. Recently, I tried to do a little message, and it's kind of a pointed message, a poignant message, I might say, about troubling America. You know, Ahab asked Elijah, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" I hope that you enjoy the little message prepared for you. We're going to try to preach tonight a little bit on troubling America. If you would turn to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18 and verse 17, the Bible says there, "And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" I want to speak tonight using this passage of scripture that you find throughout these chapters here, particularly in chapter 18, the situation. We see a man by the name of Ahab, who the Bible says was the most wicked king in all of Israel. We see the wife Jezebel, and we see a man of God at his finest. He confronts Ahab not because that he wanted to, but he was commanded to go. We're living in a day and time when these people were worshiping Baal. Baal was a god of their imaginations. He could not speak. He could not hear. And basically what they were saying, "We want a god that we want him to be what we want him to be." Idolatry was prevalent. And people were into all kinds of sensual sins. Sin was rampant. And I kind of think there's a parallel to where we are today. I think, you know, as we hear people talk and they discuss things, even openly, would cause another generation to blush to even hear the conversation. But somehow we've grown comfortable with it. Kind of reminds me of the story that was told by Khrushchev talking with President Kennedy. And Khrushchev had gotten with Fidel Castro and was going to send the armaments down there. They were discovered there in Cuba. And somebody said, "Well, what do you think President Kennedy will do about it?" Khrushchev was heard to remark, he said, "Well, I remember the story of the Russian farmer that during the cold winter brought the hogs right into the house. Said at first he didn't like it, or his family, but after a while they got used to it. And he said, I think the president will get used to it." I think that what we're seeing today is the greatest assault on our country. It's not necessarily just monetarily. It's not just necessarily the budget or the trillions of dollars that we're in debt, but we are at a moral crossroad. We are at a point where the very survival of America is at stake. I wonder today, do we have any preachers, and I think we do, that are going to trouble America, that are going to reject this Sodomite nation, this nation that's putting an emphasis upon every kind of diversity in the world, but neglecting what the God of this Bible has to say about it. I'm glad that we've got a God tonight that can hear. I'm glad tonight that we've got a God tonight that can speak to us through His Word. Something today. It's not a gun that's our problem. It's homes. It's homes where there is no dad. It's homes where there is no Bible. It's homes where kids are taught negativity and criticism. If you grow up being taught criticism, you'll enjoy it and you'll participate right in it. I've said it before and I want to say it again. The people that take no interest in the child in the playpen had better get ready to visit him in the state pen. That's about where we are today. We're living in a day and time when we're making idols, all kinds of idols. It bothers me tremendously to see the departure that I've seen in just the last few years from the Word of God, from the house of God. The house of God used to be considered a place of reverence. But today, we're concerned with being politically correct or trying to show how abnormal we can be. It's a tragedy across the land and country to see people trying to promote transgender type living, telling people there are more than two sexes, telling people that there's other forms of marriage, telling folks that it's all right if you want to practice homosexuality. I'm here today to tell you this Bible has something to say about it. We need some Elijahs that have a backbone like a cross tie that'll stand up and confront these people. If we don't do it, we're facing even darker days than we've ever experienced in our lifetime. I'm glad it said over here, after the 850 prophets had been killed, the people said in verse 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. May I tell you tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ is our God. Amen. We don't have a substitute. Our God can be touched with a feeling of our infirmities. He's just a prayer away. I'm glad tonight that we can talk to Him. I'm glad that He talks to us through this Bible here. I'm glad tonight that this Bible is not of any private interpretation. This Bible is open for all to read and to understand. And if you want to understand it and have a spiritual application, it's there for you. Amen. The times that we're facing here, when people are just asking, they're asking me questions. Sometimes that I have to think about it just for a moment. How serious is this question? How abnormal can it be when people ask you questions and trying to promote situations that you, at your very best, you think that somebody has to be in a stupor to believe this? Let me tell you something. It's infiltrated our schools. We're seeing about two generations of it. I would recommend to anybody today, if you can get your kids and homeschool them, have at it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's changed. It's changed from the days when they taught you not only the ABCs, but they taught you Bible verses. They taught you didactic learning. They taught you moral isms. We're here today, we're seeing a time like none of us have seen before. Darkness has come to America. We need some people today that would be willing to shed the light out there. There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless ways. Send the light. Send the light. In conclusion tonight, I want to be one of those that troubles America. I want to be one of those that troubles the current system, the current philosophies. I want to be one that will have the resolve by the help of God to stand against this absolute insanity that's being promoted upon us. I don't want to see the doors of this church closed. And I know there's an attack out there, but I believe as long as we're here, I believe Liberty Baptist Church will be open. Amen. Somebody say amen right there. And I believe the Bible will still be proclaimed. We'll still be telling people that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Amen. We'll still be telling people that there's right and wrong, that sin is sin, that we're serving and worshiping a thrice holy God. Somebody say amen there. Oh, listen here. I'm glad today that the God we have, he can't even have one sinful thought. It's never entered into his being. God is thrice holy. How holy is that? Thrice. How holy is that? Thrice. However holy that is, that's what he is. I'm glad today that I know him. How about it? I'm glad today that my trust is in him. I'm glad today for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where my hope is. It's not in Washington, D.C. It's not in another department, bureau, agency. It's not in another government cabinet. But I'm glad today that we serve the great I am. Let's stand up as we see the troubling of America. Let's be all that we can be for the cause of Christ and stand for truth and righteousness throughout the land. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
If you'd like to have any of our products, we do have a Faith, Fame, and Freedom Handbook. We have some DVDs. We did one with Pastor Jim Scudder in Washington, D.C. a little over a year ago. It's called Can You Find God in D.C.? I think you will enjoy the beautiful programming that was done in the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials and other places. If you want any of our products, just call us or get in touch with us as would be indicated there on the screen. Today I have an interview with my nephew, Pastor Mark Sewell, Lower Hickory Grove Baptist Church, and also they have the Christian Academy. The church and school are right there in beautiful McCreary County, Kentucky, the youngest of all the counties in Kentucky. There are 120 of those counties, but Pastor Mark Sewell is doing a wonderful job. I think that you'll appreciate his interview. Let's join him now. Well, today at the Liberty Baptist Church, 9601 South Cowan Road in Muncie, Indiana, it's a privilege to have my nephew, Pastor Mark Sewell of the Lower Hickory Grove Baptist Church and also School Academy, Revelo, Kentucky, right there in beautiful McCreary County. Brother Mark, you and your church are not only having a great impact in the local community, but you've got a vision to reach others. Am I right in that?
We do, brother. We're very involved in the missions work, and we support several missionaries out of our church. And, of course, that's what I'm doing here this week is trying to promote missions and help Liberty Baptist Church and their endeavor to raise money to support more missionaries and get more gospel messages out there in the world.
Well, when we leave the church, we have a sign at the foyer of our church that says you are now entering the mission field.
Oh, and that's so true. That's so true. Our job begins on the outside of the door, really.
Yeah.
In here, we worship the Lord, of course, and try to edify and exhort one another. But out there is where we have a real opportunity to make an impact and win the lost.
And you're making a tremendous impact with the youth, many of the youth there at your church. I've seen them, and oh, they're beautiful. The children are there, and you can tell they're learning, and it's been a great asset to your church.
Oh, my, it's probably one of the single best things that we've ever began to do. Yeah. And Friday morning, I was privileged. There was a young man brought a short message, and he's in front of his peers, and he's one of our older students, but he was in front of his peers, and he made a plea for anyone that's in that congregation there at the school on chapel day. He made a plea for them to please receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. He said, I don't want any of my friends to go to hell.
Isn't that tremendous? Well, the message of the cross will still do the work of that message. And the message of the cross is that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Not only died, was buried, and is risen again.
Amen. Amen. That's the message.
Well, Pastor Mark Sewell, I could not be more proud of you, and I hope for continued success at the Lower Hickory Grove Baptist Church. If you're ever down in South Central Kentucky, close to the Cumberland Falls area, I know if you had a Sunday open, you'd be welcome as a guest, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. We'd welcome everyone.
Right. Well, let's continue with our Faith, Family, and Freedom program. Been a very interesting program. We've had different segments, and hopefully we enjoy presenting something that where hopefully you are helped. Maybe we can help advertise others that are also trying to do their best to keep this nation together and uphold the bloodstained banner of Christ, to be one that is a proponent of the Bible as the infallible, inerrant Word of God. A few years ago, I did a patriotic thing that as we get closer to those kinds of things, I think you might enjoy this little medley we have.
Today, the rolling hills beneath Arlington House contain the final resting places of more than a quarter million American men and women, veterans of every war, including the American Revolution, rest beneath the green grass at Arlington. Historic figures, legendary generals, Medal of Honor recipients, Supreme Court justices, and two presidents, William Howard Taft and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, are buried in Arlington. The mass of the USS Maine, destroyed by an explosion in Havana Harbor, Cuba, now breaks the skyline over Arlington. And of course, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers of our nation's wars has become one of the cemetery's most recognized features. At Arlington National Cemetery, in honored glory, our heroes rest.
Understand the price of freedom. sky was dark that day at Calvary as they hung him on the cross. The soldiers stood beneath him as his mother, she was crying from her loss. His loved ones must have asked the question, why did he have to die? But Jesus knew the answer, he was the perfect sacrifice. The price of freedom always comes real high. You can't assign a value to the one with his own life. Don't ever take for granted what comes with sacrifice. For the price of freedom always comes real high. The life that we've been given today, always comes real high. You can't assign a value to the one who's paid with his own life. Don't ever take for granted what comes with sacrifice.
The changing of the guards at Arlington National Cemetery is a solemn ceremony that happens periodically throughout the day at the Tomb of the Unknowns. A most unforgettable experience for Shirlene and me was the laying of a wreath to honor those that have given their lives for our freedom.
And friends, in these trying times, I want to encourage you to be an advocate, to stand for our faith and to stand for our families and our freedoms. You know, let's be Christian patriots. We need to be Christians first, but we ought to be patriots. You know, I believe in the exceptionalism of America. I believe it was based upon the right foundations. I believe that the Word of God was central to its philosophy and its teachings and its values. And so today I see my job is trying to do my best to enhance that and to advocate for that. I hope that you do as well. I'd love to come to your area sometimes. I hope you'll tell others about our program, and I'll look forward to being with you again. But this is your friend. I hope that you have a wonderful day, Andrew Phipps.